Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Congratulations to us for not recording an episode through the entire Kate Middleton episode.
Fuck. We are so lucky.
We really did a good thing by doing that, I think.
It was so amazing to witness that whole internet thing, because I just was too busy to kind of chip in on it. Like, where's Kate gone? And then for it to be... It's funny as well, like, when Charles got cancer, everyone was like, ha-ha, suck it, King. And then Kate got cancer, and everyone's like, oh. That is a mother.
That's a gorgeous young woman with her whole life ahead of her.
But it was fun seeing people, like, enjoy it and then have to apologize.
After
and they're having so much fun being like, here's where Kate is.
I know, all the memes. Everyone making the same jokes about VVLs. And then it was like, oh, whoops.
I loved it, actually.
I think it was a great turn of events. And the truth is, it still is a massive... The target of the jokes really is the royal family's publicity team who did do a bad job.
And it's not necessarily solved, is it?
No. Well, what do you mean by solved?
Well, like,
problem.
Well, she still has cancer, but... No, but like...
The cancer remains unsolved.
No, but like the way that they dealt with it and...
Yeah,
still seems to be a bit of a weird issue. Are we going to see the end of the monarchy in our lifetime?
I think so. I think that Photoshop scandal really felt like...
And it's going to be Photoshop that is, what also is crazy is being like, hey guys, I am trying my best at Photoshop.
I know, like many amateur photographers.
Yeah, it's like so... Kate, you're not on your like.
No, you don't have a you don't
Image Pro or whatever
you're
it
not
is.
Touching up your photos. You don't. She's not even like posting Instagram. Like, what does she have to touch up? Because all her photos are official photos.
I do think what the royals need is a gay icon.
I was going to say a bad boy. A bad boy. Or. And we'll get to this soon. A bad girl.
The royals need JoJo Siwa.
Cue theme song.
Welcome along to this month's episode of The Male Gaze. Sorry we've been away, but we had to stay silent over this Kate Middleton stuff.
We did. We just had to stay out of it.
We're coming to you live.
We are in Chris's bedroom in the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and I've got to say, this is lush as hell.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
It's really big and spacious. Is this a king?
Yeah, I think this is a king bed. I love it. And it's got this, like, I'm not a headboard kind of guy. Like, I would never really go for one. And it's got this little, like...
A bit on the end. Do you ever hang stuff on that?
No, but I love to press my feet against it when I'm sleeping.
Wow.
It feels so nice to like push against something when you're lying down and sleeping a bit. Sorry.
I remember once one of the best sleeps that I ever had. I was sharing a bed with my friend, Chai Ling. Shout out, during drama school. And I remember we like slept back to back, but like hard back to back. And I remember thinking... This is comfy. Maybe I should sleep like this. Could never sleep like that again. But
there
one
must
night
be something
worked.
About that.
Yeah, like a bit of pressure.
A caveman thing of like feeling the warmth of someone behind you, or you feel protected, like no one can attack you.
Yeah, and it's kind of like I guess a little bit of physical contact, but not. It's not really an intimate area.
I don't like to be touched.
Because it's mostly bones.
I don't like to be touched while I'm sleeping.
No, neither. I could never. I would love
couples that.
If there's a secret to being able to sleep spooning, I would like to know, because I think that would be nice.
Michael and I've done it once by accident.
Yeah. We've napped. Me and Sam have napped.
Yeah,
cuddling.
But even then, I'm like, it's gross. It's horrible. I don't trust couples that do it.
Yeah,
I think it's bad.
I used to love it on The Sims when your Sims spoon overnight.
Oh,
yeah, and then you're like, okay, they're really in love.
What do you think this Sims movie is going to be? I hate it, actually.
I hate it.
And it's bad. I think Margot, it's a bad move for Margot Robbie.
Same. I'm like, go somewhere completely different.
Yes, exactly.
Don't do The Sims.
Do a JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
Rebrand.
Because is it going to be about sort of Sims escaping from the computer game or like people learning they're a Sim halfway through their life? I don't
know. Because it was sort of Matrix. It was sort of Truman Show-esque.
Oh, yeah. Or what's the...
The thing is, I'm like, there was some good stuff about Barbie. There was some really bad stuff about Barbie, I thought, as a film. And I'm like, are you transferring the bad stuff about Barbie onto this thing about... The bad stuff about Barbie in my eyes was the stuff that will be bad about Sims if it's the same team.
Because it's like...
I'm just like, I didn't understand the lore of the like...
The world.
The world?
Yeah, it didn't really make sense when they went out into the real world.
The movie
and all that
made...
And the time continuum, like the way that things would happen in the Barbie world would affect things in the real world, and the pace in which that was happening didn't make sense.
The movie made no. The movie was nonsensical.
Yeah,
like, and I know it's supposed to be like it's toys. It's like, but I was like, even the toy lore of it, it makes no sense.
Have you seen the Ryan Gosling film where he's a video game character?
No,
because I actually think that is a pretty good
Wreck-It Ralph.
Nah, it's called like Free Guy or something. But he's like a spare character in a video game that says like two lines. And he just is, you know, you wouldn't know this, but on a video. if you're playing like Spider-Man or whatever, you'll be swinging through the city and there'll be random guys on the street who have like a canned line that they say.
Oh, that's a funny premise.
So he finds out he's one of those guys and then becomes, Tyker's in it.
Wow. Tyker's in everything.
The game creator.
I just saw Tyker and Rita Ora for the first time. In New Zealand, because I've never seen them
in real life.
And so I was like, it doesn't feel like they're actually there.
Yeah.
And he was at Island Gelato getting a gelato with Rita Ora. And I was like, I'm glad I'm not the only one doing this on like a Wednesday night.
Yum. I saw him at Lillian's and then here's where it gets really good. They were sitting four rows behind me on a Qantas flight to Sydney when I was performing for Mardi Gras. And what was crazy was that there was like Qantas, even from Auckland to Sydney, has business.
So you could hear their whole conversation.
No, well, they were in economy, but they were only four rows behind me.
You were ahead of them.
Yes. They were behind me, and it actually was bad because I was scrolling, and the movie that I probably most wanted to watch was Next Goal Wins. I was like, I haven't seen that, but then I couldn't watch it because they were behind me. But then the reason they were going to Sydney was to see Taylor Swift for the Eras Tour, and they hung out with her backstage. And on the same trip, because I was performing for Mardi Gras, we all got put in the same hotel, so I was in the same hotel as Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Wow!
Big celeb trip for me.
I love her, and I hate that people are like, rediscovering that song and being like, this song's actually amazing, but what if we recovered it? I'm like, no.
Leave it as it is.
Speaking of celebrity sightings.
Okay,
I have to get it off my chest.
And is this Queen of the Week?
No, obviously the other Queen of the Week.
Okay, yeah. But he's been Queen of the Week before.
This is my fact of the game.
Yeah, this is an undeniable fact. Chris is about to tell you the truth.
Fact of the game.
Okay, so we're in Melbourne. We're doing our shows here as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Come and see the shows. Tickets available, comedyfestival.com.au.
And we are the funniest little faggots here.
We are cracking people up with our little mincy antics. We are mincing around the stage.
No, there's lots of funny faggots here. But I get booked for this Backyard Story show. It's the festival club. Mm-hmm. It's like a storytelling event. And it could go either way. You know, like sometimes these are quite earnest spaces sometimes, and so I was a bit nervous, but I wanted it to be really, really funny, especially because it's an important venue. So it's a full house. I'm like, oh, this is a thrill.
Love it.
And I was like, I'm gonna do my funniest bit of stand-up and package it as a story, which is
tricky,
pretty tricksy, but girl got to do what a girl got to do.
Girl got to sell some tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I go out. I am so funny. I am the funniest I've ever been in my life. It feels amazing. Like, I'm kind of performing in a style that's, like, new for me. Like, I sort of slowed down.
Storytelling.
I've done this bit, you know, 50 times. Mm. And I'm doing it in ways I'm getting these new jokes. So I'm already feeling, like, my ego is, like, my head's going to pop. I just feel so good.
And I will say, we don't just have to trust you on this, because I saw Rose immediately after this performance, and she said, Chris just tore the roof off the festival club.
It was such a great feeling. Like, nothing could have brought me down.
Mm.
I thought it could not get any better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving the venue, and this darling catches me. And shout out to this darling because she knew I needed. And I'm so glad she caught me.
She's the queen of the week.
Because this could have actually 100%.
Queen of the week.
She is the queen of the week because this could have gone by and it would. The effect this has had on my life,
yeah.
It wouldn't have impacted me. She turns to me and she goes, "Very funny tonight." And I was like, "I know." In my head, I was like, "I know," but I was like, "Thank you." I was a bit nervous. And then she says, "Huh, there was a celebrity in the house." And I was like, "Huh, who?" In my brain thinking she's going to be like, "Guy Montgomery."
Yeah, yeah.
In my mind, a very famous person here in Australia.
Yeah, he is. But you also live with him.
And I thought yeah. That's why she would have told me.
Yeah.
And then she turns to me, looks me in the eyes and says, "Troy Sivan."
I feel the rush.
I was like, fuck off. Like I yelled it at her. And I was like, no, there's so many skinny twinks in this city with great skin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Surely it was just it was a dupe.
No, but he has special skin.
It's a dupe, you know? I was like, it's a knockoff.
It's an imitation, Troy Sivan.
And then she's like, I check with my manager who knew someone who was working on the door. I said, "Was Troy Sivan in the audience?" 100% confirmed. So unless he walked out early, which I'm hoping he didn't,
yeah.
But he's a party boy. He's a busy boy. He's got a homeware line.
Mm, yeah,
he's got a great house to like vacuum and clean.
Yes,
and
he's got to head to Circuit Bar, the bar that inspired the song Rush.
Yes,
and I went there the weekend Rush came out, and they played it three times. It was so good.
I reckon he saw me absolutely crushed.
Fuck. Yes, Chris, this is so good. Deserve this.
I don't care how anything else goes.
Yeah.
I don't care. You could say whatever you wanted to say about me. I am soaring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know, okay. Do you know my silent goal for this festival was like, not even like I needed to see my show, but I was like, I'd love to see Troy Sivan sort of walking down the street.
Yeah.
That's one of my goals. And one of the ways that I put this in action, I've got to shoot.
Is this a manifestation?
I think I was emboldened. I'd just seen Abby Howells perform, and she does a bit about like the comments she writes on people's TikToks, like very earnest.
Oh my god,
comments.
You didn't! So you didn't.
Troy Sivan posted a thing.
No,
this was before I'd heard that you about this.
I need to find the post.
Troy, no. It's a DM. It's a DM.
Oh,
I did. Oh, it's a DM. I think I wrote
me scrambling for my phone.
I need to see this. No, I.
Oh my god, I love it.
He posted a photo with his hand in the shot and he had his nails. And I want to get my nails done at some point.
Did you say, "Where did you get your nails done?" I'm in Melbourne doing my comedy festival. Did you come see my show, by the way?
I didn't put all the details. I just said, "Where can I get these nails?" No reply, I didn't say it.
Troy! my god.
And it's so embarrassing. Because
how
this
many followers does he have?
Millions. And let's have a check. I don't know what I was.
But you know, can I tell you what's going on in your head?
Yeah.
He's seen the verification on you.
Blue tick.
And he's gone, "Oh, I'll talk to this celebrity."
I'll see. 15.3 million. So a bit more than my 37,000.
Oh, my.
So embarrassing. And it was so funny because when I found out, this was on the day before your Troy Sivan thing happened. And like 6 hours later, I'd sent that message.
I was so mortified. Close. I was so tempted to be like, "Did you just see me crash?" But I didn't. I was like, "You have to stay pure about it." Like, but yeah, oh my God. It's so funny to like discuss this. I don't know, like to be a gay discussing how much you love Troy Sivan, like in a way it's like, I don't know, it feels sort of, what is it? Like,
is it gauche?
I don't know. I think it's just such an obvious icon for us to like, you know. But it's because we very rarely have a star like that. And I think because we have grown up with him, he's younger than us.
Yeah, I think he's still in his 20s. But we have been able to watch him go from kind of like earnest songs, not even broaching the subject of his sexuality.
Yes.
Then the album Bloom being like, yes,
I've had anal sex,
but we're kind of going to allude to it in metaphor mainly.
Yes.
And then finally this album, which is like, yeah, I'm a faggot. I do poppers.
I wear a jock strap.
I wear a jock strap. I sleep with straight men on the down low.
Yeah.
You know, like, and the music is
great.
Phenomenal.
I know. And so, yeah, no, we do. I think him being such a big fan of mine as well now, you know, it's just
two gays celebrating each other and one gay sort of trying to pipe in and be like, "Where'd you get those?"
Anyway, it was a great feeling, and it's all Melbourne could have given me.
I know.
Because so far, my only sort of like the closest I got to Troye Sivan, Melbourne, because it's a big deal that he lives here, was that someone saw him eat eggs really fast once, a friend of mine.
Really? How fast?
Like quite, he like wolfed them down.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love that.
Hell yeah.
I would do that.
That reminds me of when I saw Lord went to a cafe and sat down, and then her and her friend got served, ate and left before they had even given us menus.
What did she eat?
It was at, you know, in Westmere, that cafe.
Seabreeze.
No, the other one. Just two doors down.
Coutroux.
It was at Coutroux. I think she might have got the big lamb sausage.
Oh.
Or maybe that's what I got.
I don't think Laura would eat a big lamb sausage.
Do you think she's vegan?
A big lamb sausage.
Yeah, one of their meals is like a big sausage with an egg.
Is that what they call it?
No,
they'll call it something else.
I've probably been there twice in my whole life.
This and is once one of you saw times. Lord. What
and
are this, the odds?
And it was 2015 or 16.
Oh, so it was like Young Lord.
Yeah, Young Lord.
Young Lord. Our Young Lord and Saviour.
Speaking of phenomenal music, Jojo Siwa.
Let's discuss.
We've kind of alluded to it, but we need to get in because it's the only thing on my feed right now.
It's on my to-do list. Yeah, I've been hovering around this rebrand. I keep kind of going back to it. I just think about it all day. I keep going back to her Instagram.
If you've not seen the music video for Karma or the 25 sort of teaser videos she released before it came out, you got to get into
it.
It's like nothing I've ever seen. To me, it feels like, you know the movie Pop Star Never Stop Popping? Like the Andy said, it feels like we're watching a parody film of... like it doesn't feel... The song is so on the nose that I'm like...
And
this can't be real.
Almost be good is what I feel like.
The chorus goes.
And I feel like if it just like was remixed better or something, like I don't know. But there's just this, the thing is,
She can't.
JoJo's been a gay icon for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like remember when her name was floating around Drag Race and everyone was like, I want to do like JoJo Siwa for Snatch Game.
And
she was all like, hey, she used to talk like that and... I remember I even remember us discussing her and being like, I think she's gay and I think like she'll come out and then she'll go through this big, like, I feel like or it's like one of those things where they talk about when you dream and then you wake up from your dream and then you put everything in a chronological timeline and make it make sense. But I feel like.
On this podcast.
Yeah, we have discussed this, like this happening. Like I feel like we future forecasted this.
It kind of makes sense for anyone whose brand is Sweetheart that they will have to at some point.
Break it off.
Be a bad girl and do some bad things.
So she's free from this Nickelodeon contract, which meant that she was like free now to do whatever she wanted. And
she signed with Capitol Records, I found out on the TikTok that I watched this morning.
Is that a big deal?
I think Capitol's pretty big. I don't know.
It's a big...
The launch has been big.
The launch has been big, and it's interesting how it's played, which is like it's existed inside of like this big thing I feel like is... quite prevalent in internet culture now, which is like cringe. And we sort of like, we always center ourselves around critiquing cringe. So if anyone's just like earnestly trying to like put themselves out there, people want to like tear it down now. In a way that like no one is free to express themselves anymore. There's a part of me, I saw this critique that was like, if she had rebranded, she should have stripped it back. And given us real JoJo. And I was like sort of like thinking about that. And I was like, actually, I think what she is giving us is real JoJo.
Totally. This is her personality. That is exactly what she wants to wear.
Yeah. She is, I think, like a pink in the making.
Wow. I mean, she does not have the voice to be pink.
No, she doesn't. I do love that she's like... I saw another TikTok from her. I'm watching so much JoJo content. She must be busy. Her being like, I know I'm not a singer.
Did she say that?
Yeah. She's like, I'm an artist. Like, I wanted to create, like... So she's like sort of owning up to the fact that she's using her brand to create a track. And it's her voice, which has been manipulated. But we probably will never hear her sing it live.
True. Wow, breathtaking to think of that, actually. But we will get to see her dance, which is her skill.
It's her skill.
But the choreography is crazy. It looks like she can't dance. It looks like they've designed moves to make it look like...
I think if she came here, I would go see her live.
Same.
I think it'd be kind of amazing.
She came here to Melbourne, we were in. We'd fly from to Melbourne to see JoJo. Yeah. The thing is, the only thing is for me is like the lyrics are so...
Bad.
Bad and so I'm like, What was the bad thing? What's the bad thing that you've done?
They're just so generic, aren't they? But the song has been written by someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
And has been recorded previously, I found out on TikTok. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like they just bought the song off and it's already that song's already been released.
What?
Yeah. I'm going to pull up the TikTok.
Holy shit.
Little Nancy Drew here. Like,
yeah.
I
mean, this is another fact of the gay. The first fact of the gay is Troye Sivan came to see Chris.
Do comedy. Also, of course, of all the gigs Troye Sivan was watching, he was in the Comedy
Sunday
Festival.
Story time?
The Sunday, like, spoken word, like, the Moth podcast. I was like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course that's the one you were seeing. He probably knew someone cool who... That's the thing. I'm like, he must know someone who is, like, running the lineup. And I'm like, I should just ask that person. And ask her...
He might have just gone as a punter, but you're right.
Can you ask Troye what he thought of me? But that's all you want to know, right?
Okay. You're going to put a quote from Troye Sivan on your poster?
He was okay. He was all good.
Troye Sivan.
I just wrote Troye Sivan on TikTok. That's not what I meant to do. Okay. JoJo. Oh, no. What is it called? Karma.
Karma.
Original.
Wow.
So, 2012.
Holy shit. That is old.
Same song.
It's got such an old. It's
2012.
Sound. It sounds a bit like a Selling Sunset song.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Let's hear the chorus.
I should have known better.
Never. It's kind of like a Christina Aguilera song or something. It's probably what it was. Yeah.
Bionic era.
She's had some great quotes, you know, through this whole press tour and talking about like inventing gay pop.
Yeah, and people being scared of what she's doing. What's wild to me is that she is telling people that she is modeling this rebrand off Miley Cyrus. She's basically saying,
I loved what she did.
Yeah, she took my breath away when I saw that, so I'm doing it. It's basically what she's saying, but the Miley rebrand, it didn't go great. Like, she had some big hits, but
she created big songs.
She did create some big songs.
Looking back on that time, I was into it, but...
People turned on her, though, because of cultural appropriation.
Yes.
I feel like that was one of the first times we really had a full conscious discussion about cultural appropriation when Miley Cyrus was twerking. And I recently watched, because it's... I think we're at the 10-year anniversary of Blurred Lines, and
happy anniversary, by the way.
Happy anniversary to Blurred Lines. Our Queen of the Week, Robin Thicke. But that's the opening of the VMAs, and this is the last time the VMAs was truly scandalous. Was Miley performing "We Can't Stop" into Blurred Lines, and then she twerks on Robin Thicke, and then randomly Kendrick Lamar is also part of that performance.
That was a really chaotic time. Yeah. Was it 2015?
2013. Ooh. And she and the
and I think that song had just come out a year earlier.
They should have got whoever that is to perform as part of the performance. But I remember people being like, "Miley, put your tongue in your mouth," and I was like, "Put your tongue back in your mouth." And I thought that would be a classic thing where Facebook commenters were making a big deal. But then when I watched this performance again, her tongue is out of her mouth for the whole thing.
Is it?
It's crazy.
That was her big like. Thing was that she's gonna have her tongue out of her mouth, short and blonde. But Wrecking Ball,
I know she followed it up with a banger,
was absolutely huge.
That is,
and she is an artist I fucking respect. And like, let's talk about Miley because I'm thinking we're just seeing an absolute like what you could only hope for, which is like. You know, it's beautiful, actually. That's what I hope for pop stars.
I know. The Grammy performance and the Grammy wins was so beautiful.
And the speech was amazing. And the look was amazing.
She looks so hot.
She looks so hot. And she's really, like, in herself. I think she's like, I'm a rock. I think she's going to head into... I feel like we'll have this massive resurgence of rock. Because I think she's, like, a white Tina Turner. Well, it's weird. Her hair's doing that.
Yeah, it is.
She's got her legs out.
Big 80s look.
I feel like she can really belt.
She looks so fit. And because have you heard the Beyonce Miley duet? Like, it's unbelievable.
And of anyone that
for,
Beyonce
for anyone to co-sign you,
that's it. It's a shout out, you know.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
And it's not just like a little bit of the song. It's like they fully are sharing kind of the lead the whole time.
I just would love to have seen Taylor Swift's face.
I know
when she saw it.
She must be pissed. Right? She must be,
but then she's so, is she actually featuring on one of those songs?
No,
was it just rumored?
No, I think it was disproved. Although, like, maybe it'll come out later. Yeah, the song Bodyguard, which is kind of my favorite one. It's a bit of a yacht rock jam.
Eli? It's one of my favorites, too.
I really get into it. It makes me want to be, like, sort of a drunk woman
what is it?
At,
What's
at
the
a
little bit there?
Gastro pub.
There's a little bit that I really like, and I can't remember. I'm not going to sing.
I should be your body. It's got such a, like, a hip sway, like, glass of wine in my hand.
Yeah, I love it. The album is... I love the album.
Same. I can't stop.
I loved Renaissance. I listened to it on loop.
Yeah.
But I listened to this in a really different way.
Yeah.
Because Renaissance, you really had to like be going out.
Yeah, yeah. It's an amp up album.
Whereas this song, you can play this on a sort of Sunday and, you know.
We listened to it. So we had such a beautiful night. We both took a weed gummy and then we were sort of, and we were, it was like, yeah, I guess this was a few days before I came here, but we were just
this
kind of...
we being you and your inner saboteur?
I know, my boyfriend Sam. My inner saboteur took the night off. Oh, it was Easter Friday. It was Good Friday, right?
Oh, yeah, love it.
So we were warming up for the weekend and we were watching Jacqueline Novak's special, which Sam hadn't seen before, and he was laughing, and I was like so glad because I've like talked about her so much.
Yeah.
And then midnight came and... I don't think anyone knew that the album was going to come out like right on the And then it came out and we just sat on the couch in silence and listened to it front to back. It was amazing. Like with a couple of comments like, whoa.
That is the best way to... that's the thing where I'm like, I feel so lucky that we're living through this.
Mm.
Don't you feel lucky?
Yeah, I do.
I'm like, hold on. Like I didn't quite appreciate... I think because I'm not like in the pop.
Yeah.
Like... news.
You're not reading all the blogs and all the things.
I didn't know that she was like, I'm doing what, three albums?
Yeah, three acts.
I'm gonna do three acts. Like I knew they were like I had sort of acknowledged act one, act, you know, and like and I didn't realize each act was gonna be this like really specific kind of takeover of like a real of a style and a world and
yeah.
And for it to be done by that artist who, you know, we've always known has been our generational, like beyond generational, like one of the is the all-time great.
Great, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's the closest we have to, I guess, like Michael Jackson, right? In terms of,
but
the difference is Michael Jackson got to like his late 30s and 40s. He wasn't putting out work like this,
and he invented like pop and stuff. Sure, but I don't know. I just think her impact is greater.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think, I don't know, it's controversial. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
People can just have their opinions on it or whatever. But I just feel so, like, in the way that, yeah, I guess we're so used to people older than us discussing what it felt like for these artists to come through and it to feel radical, like the Beatles
or Bowie or
Elvis.
Like,
And to be like, yeah, I actually think we're living through that.
Totally.
At the moment. And it is. In the world of, you know, like this crumbling industry of music and media as we know it, for kind of monoculture, just to, for one woman, to bring us in together like that,
it's exciting.
It requires immense power
and a crazy amount of work. That's what I you know, when people are like, oh, she's like 40 songwriters on one. And I'm like, that's because she's kind of like assembling things and listening to so much and assembling so
many
little pieces.
And that's her artistry.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. Curation is
art.
Is art. Like, this is the thing. Like, and this is why JoJo Siwa is queen of the week. I don't know. It's just the critique, I'm done. I'm done with it.
I can't stand
Shut
it. I can't
the fuck
stand
up.
It.
Yes, you've got a camera. Yes, you've got a phone.
Yeah.
It does not warrant an opinion. And like, allow the artistry to happen and just like, and have your own relationship with it rather than having to like inform ours
people,
and allow
allow
the opinion or whatever the effect to happen. It's so hard to actually genuinely like something on its own terms now because you want to be like tapped into the conversation. And it's like, even the fucking, like, it's such a boring critique and it doesn't really affect New Zealanders because we're like, don't really have a relationship to country music. But even this thing of like, it's not actual country.
It's not real country.
It's like,
yeah.
What does it matter?
Yeah.
It is what it is, and it is amazing.
Yeah.
And the dial gets pushed along.
God, it seems I've been listening to quite a few podcasts about it because I am letting other people's opinion inform me.
No, but I feel like you're so good at also create, or like you just, it's like your sport.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful with this album as well that I was, and Renaissance was the same because these albums come out in New Zealand first.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got to have that first listen before there was any discourse at all. But yeah, I've been listening to lots of, Nashville seems like a fucked up place.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah.
I think because Beyonce's like doing kind of South Texas country, but then Nashville country is like the gatekeepers. They don't let anyone else. And they're the people who trashed the chicks and then were angry about them coming back. And all. It's just gross. It's so weird.
She's so used to it in a way. That's why she's impenetrable, and that's what she's doing is amazing.
Yeah. I wanted to do a... do we have a sting for In My Gay Opinion?
Just bring it in.
Yeah.
In My Gay Opinion.
Beautiful. Here's a hot take that I have, which kind of relates... And this is like... And I say this with... Obviously, I love Beyonce, but she is kind of guilty of this, but the most recent guilty person is Ariana Grande. So... Ariana recently broke a record for having the oldest person with a Billboard Hot 100 single because her nonna is on the song that made the charts. And I don't think she should be a credited artist. You can't have a voice note of your grandma and be like featuring her just because you recorded her saying something. Beyonce, like you know how Blue Ivy won the Grammy for Brown Eyed Girl, and look, and she does sing a little bit on it, but it is still a voice note of a child.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like,
do you know whose child is singing?
Who?
Pink's child. They sing that song.
They do. Yeah,
they,
you're right.
They were on tour. They came out. They sung their verse. They
Hell
left.
Yeah. Yeah, what a brilliant... And I'm glad we're sort of rounding out this discussion of Cowboy Carter by uplifting Pink.
I actually have to stop. Yeah, I. How do you feel about these, like, this... I hate to use the word trend, but, like, stylistically, we're hearing more and more of these sort of concept albums that have these, like, voice notes
that
pepper through it. I mean, who was the sort of... Who did it?
I mean, it's very like a hip-hop thing, right? Like skits on hip-hop albums or like... Look, because Cabo Carter, when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, this does remind me a little bit of My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy by Kanye West in terms of like that had like that Chris Rock. But, and yeah, lots of like spoken word kind of
intervals. Do think it makes Texas Hold'em?
Way better than Radio Interview. I agree. The radio intro.
It, like sort of... like that song... That song is so interesting now, isn't it? I think the way it landed, and I was like, fuck, this is fun.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. And then the way like it started becoming the background of like women, white women, like cleaning their pantries and like categorizing their hot sauces in like little plastic containers.
And it was also whenever they came back from the break on breakfast television, they were always playing Texas Hold'em.
And I was like, okay, now this is the most annoying song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was within a week that people were like, I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
That you do need to kind of hear it in a new way. And I feel like in the context of the album, it's so awesome.
Because it was a bit of a red herring as well. It was a bit of like, this is going to be kind of like hoedown, throwdown country.
It's and smart to be like, this is the most country this album sounds.
Have you heard the remix as well? With the little, there's a new remix that came out the other day and it's really fun with a little dance break.
It's so exciting. I think we are living in a really exciting time of media.
It's unbelievable that we're getting another one of these.
We're getting another one of these. And we're getting the Wicked movie.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, I just feel like
the Wicked movie.
Despite like, you know, our media landscape in our country literally crumbling to a million pieces.
God, on this specific week, things are really it's not good.
It's not good.
It's really sad. And we've got to do something as a nation, Melissa Lee. But it is like, how do we make sure that that we've got a voice? You know, like that there is. I don't know.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's really, really strange because I, like News Hub was kind of more my vibe when I wanted to watch the news.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's like you don't have you can't choose between anything.
It's just you just have one news station.
Yeah.
Because is RNZ owned by the government as well?
Yeah, they are.
So they're government owned TVNZ, RNZ. So we're kind of leaning on like...
Those two?
The spin-off?
Yeah, the spin-off. Yeah, because I mean, if you want political radio as well, I guess we had Today FM for a while, but now it's either RNZ or News Talk ZB.
And then we're just going to, like, hands over to, like, the platform,
yeah.
NZ, that, like, whatever his name is.
Reality Check Radio.
And that as well.
That has shut down.
Has it?
Isn't this good news? Yeah, I mean, it was in the, like, live updates about, it was on the same day that News Hub, like, got confirmation.
Oh.
Reality Check Radio. They've put this crazy video out. I almost watched the whole thing. It's like, what's his name? Peter Williams.
Yeah.
And it's, they must know some filmmakers because it's definitely, you know, it's shot. And it's like a 15-minute video calling for donations to keep Radio Check. It's gone off. Yeah, they lasted a year. It's gone off because they spent all their money on fucking billboards.
So many billboards.
Yeah.
So many billboards.
But I guess, there were not enough listeners, which is so funny because so much of this discourse has been like, go woke, go broke. Well, guess what?
Go
toxic, go fucks it.
Slay.
Bumper sticker, merch.
You just popped off.
Yeah, tonight at my show. By the way, I haven't... A bumper sticker available for something I said on a podcast, not in the show.
We're doing a line of merch. Go toxic. Go fuck off.
I feel like a lying in a bed spin kind of good for the energy.
Oh, babe, it's so nice. This is my favorite way to hang out.
Yeah.
I just love to it's so annoying that the podcast now is like you have to be in front of a TV in a studio.
Oh, yeah.
Because actually like what yields the best conversation is to be like how I am, which is horizontal.
Maybe we should film our content. We should record it on a bed and then tape a phone to the roof.
I would love that. I would love that. I'd love to be able to look up to the... It's like a bird eye lens, like a wide eye. Like,
yeah.
I would love that.
That would make us go viral because that's going to look different to all this. You know,
yeah, we need a point of difference.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm scrolling and I see too many podcast videos and they look the same, guess what? I'm not watching.
Yeah, it's a rise of... The podcast is like, there was like, I felt like 5 years ago, we're like, we don't need any more podcasts. And then it was like, hold your horses.
Yeah.
We're about to really get going.
They are coming.
They are coming. Do we have, so we're going to stick with Fact of the Gay as I performed comedy in front of Troye Sivan.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did look something up, but it's boring.
Nah, and then our Queen of the Week is JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa, yeah, of course. Oh,
is there anything else popping off in gay news that we should know about? I'm just trying to think. JoJo seems to be the biggest thing. I mean, I guess...
She's the main thing I'm interacting with.
Oh, nah. The fucking Rainbow Crossing.
Oh, we missed... Yeah, we were... And we will say, we on the day that happened, we were messaging each other, we were like, emergency, we've got to do a podcast, but we didn't.
And we actually made content.
We both just did a reel.
And sometimes you can say something better in a reel.
Yeah, in sort of a 25-second reel.
Yeah, and it's actually better for you.
Yeah.
It actually wasn't, though, for me, because it ended up on my favorite platform, X. Some fucking, like, alt-right news outlet. You know, like, the way that these people have congregated and...
Fuck.
And they'd shared it, and it triggered a whole bunch of comments from people who were just like... Put this guy in, like, you know, like, what do you call it? Like, military school or what, you know, like the way that
military boot camp.
Boot camp. You wouldn't last a day in boot camp. Just kind of these, like, real low key, horrible threats.
Well, yeah, because those boot camps are actually not good for anyone and they don't improve
crime
statistics.
I kind of
would
love boot camp. I was like, have you seen me on Treasure Island?
Yeah.
I thrive in that environment.
Yeah.
Like, I actually would, like, personally would love a boot camp.
Nice.
But I would want to pay for it.
I would love wearing the crisp, clean clothes.
Like, I think, would you like boot camp? I would want to do it, but I don't obviously condone violence. But I like the idea of regime.
Yeah, I like any unique experience where I'm away from my phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In my gay opinion, boot camp, all good.
All good.
People pay for it.
Oh, hard out. Yeah,
people
pay for that
shit.
Pay for it all the time. I joined ClassPass here. Are you on
that? Nah, I'm not working out.
Yeah, I don't know if I will use it, but I do.
I actually don't believe in working out anymore.
Perfect.
I go for a lovely walk. I go for a lovely swim.
You've been on some runs.
I've been on two runs.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When I on the subject of Brian Tamaki, because I was getting on my TikTok, I was getting Destiny Church members,
yeah,
all over it, and then I did a joke where I told Brian Tamaki to go fuck himself on 7 days the next day, oh, and that
triggered them.
The comments again, especially because I posted it on Facebook, and the comments were deranged, and I actually started to get anxious.
No, I'm anxious.
I was like, they're going to find my house.
Yeah, 100%.
Because famously, as I've talked about on the podcast, a lot of people know where I live.
Yeah. I've magazines and stuff.
Yeah, I've doxed myself.
Eli, I 100% agree.
I was so happy to be coming to Melbourne. I was like, thank God.
That's what I thought too, when my thing went. And I was like, hold on. We're back there.
I know.
We used to feel this way. It feels unsafe to be online. And I'm like, for being like... And I just think, fuck, like, how do our trans whānau feel about this?
Oh, I know.
Because we are, like, loudmouth, white, gay fags who just...
We're the top of the privileged ladder of the LGBTQ community.
But the attention that has come our way would be a fraction of what they get. But it is fucking
It's scary.
It's so scary. I know. I thought the same thing. I was like, thank fuck I'm in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But I really, like, because they're threats.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, like... The internet is such a scary place right now. And all we were doing was retaliating already to a bit of, like, I'm like, well, it's like tit for tat in a way. Like,
totally.
And we weren't being like, fuck you guys. I mean, you were telling Brian Tamaki to fuck himself. But like, you painted over something that was like chill.
Yeah.
For us.
It wasn't doing it. And it wasn't intruding on your life.
It wasn't intruding in life. And it wasn't like, it's not an area where...
He's frequenting.
It's not outside of primary school. It's not. It's on K Road.
Yeah.
And even if it was outside of primary school, it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
But it's this reclaiming of the... I love when they're like, we're going to reclaim the rainbow because it's actually a religious icon first. And I was like, you can't. You actually can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't reclaim it.
It is a science thing. It's a thing I don't understand, but it's about water and light. And that's that thing.
And you know who created that? God.
And people
were being like, woke people bullying Brian. I'm like, bullying Brian Tamaki?
He started it.
He's going at people who don't want anything to do with him.
We were literally fine.
Yeah.
We weren't bringing him up.
Oh, no.
And then he decided to come for us again.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I don't know. It does, yeah, it just feels like we are back there, and it's like, it's kind of a horrible time. It makes me not want to post online anymore because I don't want to bring, I hate when it ends up in the wrong hands, and that's just what it feels like.
Yeah. And
you post and it's, Instagram's a haven because it's mums and
Instagram's
nice
lovely.
White ladies.
The difference between Instagram comments and Facebook comments is like the difference
But sometimes TikTok's scary because you're like, I'll end up somewhere else.
I know.
And that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't want to end up on that
algorithm. It feels like you've got no control over where that video is going to go.
No.
Yeah.
And that's so scary.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
We had such a fun, perfect podcast. Then we sort of ended.
We brought it down. Yeah, I know. Yeah. We'll find something else to talk about to end on a good note.
I'm living in a mall. Did you know that?
Are you actually living in a mall?
Yeah.
That's actually my dream.
Yeah. You walk in through a mall.
What mall?
It's called the Paramount here, and it's a pretty small mall, but it's got like a nail place, a massage place, a food court, Chemist Warehouse in the basement. You can take the elevator from our house down to Chemist Warehouse.
Cool.
And I don't know, I really like walking around Chemist Warehouse. There's so many things to look at.
Don't say that though, that's a bad thing.
Well, they're destroying local pharmacies, I guess, but I don't know.
Right.
But
everything local's being destroyed though.
Yes, and I still go to my local pharmacy for my pills.
The pill.
The emergency contraceptive.
My pills.
Yeah, but when I want some
serums. How
many
pills are you taking? You don't have to say what they are.
Three
pills.
Yeah, one I just take a quarter.
Every day?
Yeah, I'm putting vitamins in here.
I should take some pills.
Also, I'm kind of taking five now because I take two magnesiums at night at the moment.
Do you think I should take pills?
Yeah. Huh. BZPs.
What a BZP.
Party pills.
Oh, yeah. Bring back the party pill, huh?
I know.
That was a crazy time. In the sense that we were so lucky to have survived Kate Middleton, we also were so lucky.
Because
so,
I...
legal highs?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Who, ketamine, talked to her a lot about BZP days because she was sort of like...
What did it do to you?
I think it was just like extreme, like drinking like 5 energy drinks, you know, like just high caffeine and you don't sleep afterwards. And I think it fucks with your jaw and like,
oh God, I've got to get off the TikTok. But I saw this TikTok about like an energy drink that's been circulating, which is like, it's got like a opioid in it or something. You can get it in America. And, everyone's like, it's called like a be happy drink.
Yeah.
You drink it and you feel like kind of like amazing. Everyone's like, this is opioids.
This is drugs.
These are like, this is bad.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, lots of, this is amazing what you find on that fucking app. It is. It's bad, I reckon.
TikTok.
Yeah.
For sure. But also the ban is bad as well.
Because
the ban in America is really centered on like anti-Chinese sentiments that like, I don't know, has some legitimacy, but also is.
I would like to ban it just for mental health.
Yeah. But it's weird to be like, the Chinese need to stop spying on us, but also every single other app, which is filled with people spying on us, that's fine.
This will be a crazy year, huh?
Yeah.
We're so lucky in some sense, and then we're like, we're just going to see craziness happen.
Stuff's really going to go down.
It's cool. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to do it together.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here with friends.
It's cool to do it in your 30s.
Yeah.
I would like to do it in my 30s or my, like, sort of... I think to do it at the sort of end of my life.
I was just thinking to be in your 80s and be watching it all and being like, whoa, thank God I'm out of here soon.
It's like when you're in a flat and then like, you know, people move out and eventually you're like, the sort of vibe of the flat's changed a bit, but I'm moving to London in a couple of weeks or whatever, you know, but you're like, so I'll just kind of ride these past couple of weeks and then I'm going.
I remember, one of my last flats, I was like, it was like a whole new lineup, but I knew I was going somewhere else. So I was like, I can vibe here for a month. I can make this work. Yeah.
I love the idea of a whole new lineup of a flat. It is like that though.
It's like a sitcom getting recast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. This is that, and I will say that is a fun part about being here for doing these comedy festivals is that it is like you get to be in a different flat for a little bit, but you know it's got a limited time.
And I'm living a different life. I would say I'm living like I'm 21 again.
Yeah,
but I do like coming here because you come here every year, and we've been coming every year, on and off, since we were like 20.
First time I did the festival was 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like kind of, it's this great like check-in with yourself because like all the temptations are still there.
Yeah.
But you're like now meeting those temptations, be it insecurities or partying or whatever at like at 30, I'm 33, you're
52.
You know, to meet.
I'm 35.
But to meet them at this age is kind of, it's amazing.
It's quite calm. I'm feeling a bit calming coming back this time. Same. Just because there's so many memories of coming here and being like, I so want to impress everyone.
And you've
Troy Sivan could be in the audience.
And you've had some crazy Melbournes.
I've had some crazy
Melbournes, Melbourne's come at really interesting parts of your life.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing will remain, this podcast.
Yeah.
Which is in its...
When did we start this? We started in 2016. We're not quite at 10 years.
Oh my God.
But that is a while.
And I wouldn't change a fucking thing. This podcast is a very interesting one just to kind of really jerk ourselves off right now on my bed. Mm-hmm.
And don't worry, the camera on the roof is capturing it every moment.
Well, it's like in a world of cool people starting up podcasts and then being visual and getting money or whatever. And like, we've just never adapted to... And it's like, what is the call to action of this podcast in a way? And I'm like, we are going to see this one through our whole lives.
I know. And it's important because sometimes we don't catch up for a while and then then we do. And guess what? You get to hear it.
And it will be amazing. It's already amazing. I could not listen back. But it is a fucking open diary
in terms
of being like 26 and doing this.
Up to F all. Yeah.
Jacinda wasn't in.
Pre-Trump.
Trump's done, will have done two cycles.
Oh, we're back in the sad place.
Sorry. Yeah, I have been working hard to bring it out. 47 minutes. That's such a good length.
That's perfect. And I want to say to anyone listening, I hope the rest of your day is great.
Can I just say this has been the perfect podcast?
Yeah.
I think this is the best one we've ever
done. I think officially Mark It Down, this rocked.
And so our big camera on the roof will be releasing the footage on our Patreon.
Yeah. And Troye Sivan, if you're listening, would you get those nails done?
Oh, God, Troye Sivan, if you're listening, we don't want to have you on a guest on the podcast. All we want is to come and check out your house.
Yeah, we just want to come watch it.
Now, actually, I just want you to tell me where to go shopping. And like, I just want to hang out on it. Like, let's end on this. What would be your perfect... this will put him off.
I think I've already put him off.
Yeah, we've already put him off. He's seen me do comedy. He's been put off. What is your ideal hang with him?
Almost like a...
Do you have that sick fantasy in your head when you meet a celebrity?
You're like me.
You're like me, but not only that, I'm going to hang out with you in a very, like, down-to-earth way.
Yeah, I was immediately thinking, like, getting dinner at somewhere, like, sort of the vibe of, like, Canton Cafe.
Like, just, like, something easy.
Yeah, something easy with kind of, like, laminated pics on the wall. Maybe a BYO.
And he's like, and you're like, oh, I'll get it. It's all good. Like, playing it real down-to-earth.
Yeah, BYO, brought some wines, and then go to a bar, and then he pulls out a vape, and he's like, "Do you want some?" And I'm like, "Yeah," and I don't vape.
It was the cool.
Wow. That's what this festival does. Unlocks new parts of your throat.
That was the most amazing noise. That was so
it's
good.
Crazy. It was crazy. I think this little horse figure in your room is
oh my god, fuck Airbnb art. Yeah, my ideal hang it goes like this. I'm leaving the festival club, I'm just crushed. He's like, hey, fuck. And he messaged, I'm going home. Hey, are you still out? You were so funny tonight, would love to buy you a drink. Like, okay, let's go have a drink. How do you find Melbourne? He's like, I don't know. I'm in a weird place. I'm like, fuck me too. Connect about being in a weird place.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not. I'm just like trying to relate to him.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You're like, I love it here, but.
And then he's like, are you seeing someone? I'm like, yeah, I'm married. And then he's like, and then he knows I'm not like hitting on him. We're just like, we want to be just friends. And he's like, oh my God, your husband's so cool. Then we FaceTime Michael. Michael's like, hey. And he's like, so nice about it. And then he's like,
How do you introduce the concept of FaceTiming, Michael? Do you say, my husband...
Should we FaceTime him?
He suggests that. Yeah. Thank God. Yeah, perfect.
And then I'm like, do you want to come check out my place? Have you seen my ID? And I'm like, yeah, I love your ID. Like, he's addressing the staff.
He's like, great,
we'll have like a drink at mine. Go back to his place. I'm just like frothing over his interiors. And then we're like... He's like, I want to change this couch. And I'm like, dude. And then I'm like, oh, have you seen my couch?
The blue couch. Oh my God. And then he gets his couch done like your couch.
And he's like, fuck, that's cool. And I'm like, it's all Michael. He's like, oh, I've got to meet this guy. I'm like, he's the best. That's sick, isn't it? It's fucked in here. And then I go, I'm going to go home. I've got a show tomorrow. And then he messages like, oh yeah, well, we should get breakfast in the weekend. And then we get breakfast in the weekend.
Yeah, brunch would be nice.
And it's like friendship forms.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what I think.
I love that. Yeah, I love that yours involves him taking interior design advice from you.
Oh, God.
This has been really special.
It's been so special. I never want to leave the bed. That has been Ask the Male Gaze. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.